you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today marks a major shift for residents in Los Angeles County as COVID protections end today. Recovery efforts continue for Californians impacted by a series of storms. And prominent LA politician Mark Ridley Thomas was found guilty of conspiracy and bribery in his federal corruption trial yesterday.
Anytime a politician engages in corruption and breaches his duty of trust to the public, it is a great crime that must be brought to justice.
Good morning. It's Friday, March 31st. I'm Sharon McNary, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3 and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. LA County's COVID eviction protections end today. It's a big change for LA renter rules, and it has some officials worried about a looming eviction crisis. But as LAist housing reporter David Wagner found out, the crisis is already here for many renters.
Heidi Gonzalez-Toledo had an eviction filed against her in 2021 after she lost work as a nanny during the pandemic. To understand her rights, she contacted legal aid groups and LA's housing department.
They were all telling me they can't evict you, but then I just got the paperwork from court that they were able to file an eviction.
After months of fighting to stay, Gonzalez and her two-year-old daughter left their Koreatown apartment for a small studio in Lincoln Heights. Data obtained by LAist shows that the LA Sheriff's Department served about 15,000 evictions from April 2020 through the end of 2022. Even with COVID limits in place, eviction court filings and lockouts have already reached pre-pandemic levels. Elected officials worry the numbers will only climb higher in April. For LAist 89.3, I'm David Wagner.
Governor Gavin Newsom is pushing to have Medi-Cal, which is the state's Medicaid program, cover 6 months of rent for people who are unhoused or at risk of losing their housing. Stephanie O'Neill of Kaiser Health News has more.
The federal government does not allow states to use Medicaid dollars for housing, but a program proposed by Governor Gavin Newsom would do just that. If approved by the Biden administration, the transitional rent program would use Medi-Cal funds to provide rent subsidies or temporary housing for up to 6 months to some homeless enrollees and those about to lose their housing. California's proposal, modeled after similar experiments the federal government has approved in Oregon and Arizona, recognizes the impact social factors such as inadequate housing can have on a person's health. But California is a high-cost state already grappling with an affordable housing crisis. Experts fear without adequate housing and supportive services, the program may not help enough people. Still, Newsom believes it's cheaper for taxpayers to cover rent than allow people to fall into crisis, which often leads to costly institutional care. I'm Stephanie O'Neill.
Mark Ridley Thomas, one of LA's most prominent politicians, was found guilty yesterday of conspiracy and bribery. LAist correspondent Frank Stoltz reports.
The corruption occurred when Ridley Thomas was a member of the LA County Board of Supervisors. A federal jury found him guilty of exchanging his support of a county contract with USC School of Social Work for the school's dean providing his son with admission, tuition, and a faculty job. The dean also funneled $100,000 from a Ridley Thomas political committee through the school to his son's nonprofit. Mayor Karen Bass called it a sad day for the city and for her personally.
I worked with Mark for more than 40 years to build a more just and equitable Los Angeles.
Ridley Thomas plans to appeal. If the convictions are upheld, he could face decades in prison. Under the city charter, Ridley Thomas immediately loses his city council seat. Covering civics and democracy, I'm Frank Stoltz.
Sentencing in that case is scheduled for August. County-run cold weather shelters for people experiencing homelessness in Orange and LA counties closed today, but the continued inclement weather has some advocates warning of potentially dire consequences for vulnerable people. LAist reporter Jill Replicle has that story.
Yeah. On a recent Saturday, a 44-year-old woman named Amanda nearly cried when I told her more rain was in the forecast. Amanda, she didn't want to use her last name, sat in a tent with her dog off of Beach Boulevard in Garden Grove.
It's so cold. These are all just jackets.
but we have no blankets, you know.
She said she and her friends had recently lost their warm clothes and sleeping bags in a police raid on the encampment. Bright orange and yellow trash bags from the raid sat nearby. Housing advocates say local officials have failed to step up services for people living outside during this unprecedented winter, with things like disaster response tents, warm clothes, and additional medical care. In an emailed statement, an Orange County spokesperson said people who were staying at the cold weather shelter that's closing have been given a list of other options. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jill Replogle.
12 atmospheric rivers have hit California since January, and the state's Office of Emergency Services says the extent of damage has spread resources thin. John Katching works on recovery efforts and says that's why Governor Newsom has asked for help from the White House.
For the February and March 2023 storms, we've already requested assistance across 9 counties for both individual assistance and public assistance. We anticipate that this will be approved. If it is, that will unlock hazard mitigation for all counties, whether they are part of the disaster declaration or not.
More than $60 million have already gone to storm response, in addition to deploying the California National Guard, CAL FIRE, and the CHP. The snowpack all over the state is currently well above normal levels, which will have consequences requiring further emergency aid as California heads into the spring and summer. Opening day has a special place for fans whose love of baseball has been passed down from earlier generations. As Dodger fans streamed into Chavez Ravine for last night's opener, 38-year-old Jason Aguirre of Echo Park told us,
"It's something that we do religiously. We're here every year. It's more of a family reunion because there's family members that we don't see until this day. We just keep it real. We keep it 100%. We keep it blue."
Aguirre says love of the team came from his grandfather. While he's looking forward to a successful season, he says he'll be back again next spring no matter how it ends. Long Beach Community College is seeking out artists to paint a mural on a recently completed building on the college's liberal arts campus. The mural should connect to the themes of equity, inclusion, and diversity, and would be 18 feet tall, 15 feet wide. The college is providing a budget of $30,000 for the project and aims to have it completed by August. Interested artists can send a letter of interest and artwork samples to the college's public arts advisory group by April 7th at 5 in the evening. The top 5 finalists will be announced by April 21st. And the finalist will be named in mid-June. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Sharon McNary, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com and listen live at LAist 89.3.
The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino with assistance from Tyler Wayne. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development. Our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And this podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
Studios.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.